This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 High FM.
Did you know that International Yoga Day is celebrated on the 21st of June every year? It is a global event that promotes yoga's benefits for physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Yoga has been around for over 10,000 years, so it clearly has something to offer everyone. To tell me more about both yoga and how we can celebrate it, I'm delighted to have Yashika Singh as my guest now. Yashika, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Cherise. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity to be with you and to share some thoughts around what's happening this month.
Before we even get into this month, Yashika, firstly, yoga's been around for like over 10,000 years. What is the origins and history of it?
So basically, from a Hindu perspective, if you look at if you just go back to Hindu Dharma or Hinduism, it's basically, you know, a faith that's based on quality of life. Everything is aligned to lifestyle. So it's not something that is meant to only be done on a certain day or prayers to be done on particular days, etc. So as we look at life, we look at healing, we look at health, we look at how we can contribute better to society. So yoga comes from the root yuj, which means to yoke. There's no real direct English translation to the term. It's a Sanskrit term. And ultimately, it means uniting yourself with the divine. So the Eastern philosophies are based on the principle of oneness, where the individual soul is part of the supreme soul. And we don't know that journey in this life. We go through spaces of karma and reincarnation to actually then remove, you know, all the attachments and desire to become ultimately one with our maker, in a nutshell. So yoga is a path that's offered to help you on your journey. And it doesn't matter what religion you are, we feel that you follow a path of yoga anyway.
Correct. And yoga is obviously, because it's been around for so long, has taken different forms and is practiced differently among different people. Can you explore that a little bit more?
Yeah, sure. So what you see today is basically yoga that is with exercises and deep breathing to allow one to stretch, etc., because we release all the toxins that's in our body. But that's at one level. Yoga is actually a connection. So when we get into ourselves, firstly, we then remove all the thoughts and the desires that, you know, make us who we are today, but also get us into spaces where we experience challenge, etc. And yoga is stretching. It's stretching the mind. It takes away all these things that are put towards us, you know, as a challenge perhaps, but it's a way to overcome that. Now, yoga is also a space of devotion. If you say bhakti yoga, it's a path of devotion. Karma yoga is the path of action. So every aspect in our life is governed by this term yoga. So it's quite a big, deep term. And when we speak about exercises or breathing, etc., in the modernist context, a lot of people utilize the principles which comes from our yoga shastras, especially special scriptures. In Hindu thought and philosophy, the four main scriptures are the Vedas. Then you have the Mahabharata and the Bhagavad Gita and the Ramayana. But then you have many other scriptures. And the yoga shastras forms part of the Vedas, which is a Veda means knowledge. You know, it's a space of knowledge. And it allows you the opportunity to connect with yourself. Now, as human beings, we go through many things every day. So this aspect of yoga, the stretching and the breathing, pranayam, pran is breath. The word for breathing or breath is pran. It's a Sanskrit term as well. And so it cannot be exclusive only to exercises. We have to learn how to breathe. Take a situation. If you're confronted with something and you get angry, they often say, take a step back, take a deep breath in, and eventually your mind will calm down and you'll then realize, I might have been irrational. Let me consider a rational approach to what is happening. And because of so many conflicts that's taking place in the mind daily, we tend not to focus on our inner being. And yoga allows you that opportunity to get connected with yourself and the divine.
So, everything you said makes absolutely perfect sense, and I can understand then also why it's so popular in so many different forms. Is it something that you have to do regularly? Does it become a discipline? Does it become a sport? Does it become a philosophy?
So it's both. It's all three, actually. So if you take, if for somebody who wants to do a lot of exercises and they go to gym regularly and they run, it's fantastic. What it does do, it helps give you a bit of sustainability, because when you stretch, you allow the toxin buildup to be released in the body. You also allow certain joints to be released. Now, we often, as we get older, we complain about joint pain, etc. And a lot of the sports stars, you know, go through surgery or they go through deep tissue massage. Now, to prevent that, yoga helps give you these oxygen sacs in the body that allows the free passage of toxins to be released. If we don't have that, then we often have to use external means to help our bodies. And sometimes it may result in surgery. Not that we shouldn't consider these options, but what it does is, if it's a discipline and you grow up with it and you keep on, it makes it easier at certain stages in your life. Now, how many people can sit cross-legged on the floor at the age of 40, or 50? Whereas for others, it's so easy. Nobody wants to sit in a chair. They would prefer sitting on a floor. And how many people sleep on the floor today? You know, we all go and buy big beds from famous places. But, does it really help, or is it just for comfort? So if you try sleeping on the floor for a bit, it really makes a difference.
Yashika, Yoga Day is globally celebrated. And we're going to, in a minute, talk about all the different kinds of things you can do to celebrate it. But do you feel like there's like an acculturation that has distorted yoga, or do you think that's how it evolves?
So there's a difference between evolution and also what people, it's unfortunate when something that is popular and free, because yoga should be free for everyone. So it doesn't matter what religion you are, you can still adopt it. You can still breathe, because nobody owns breathing. Nobody owns breath. It's your birthright. But we don't know the art of breathing and the science of breathing. So too often we get caught up because we can only take breath to a certain level. But if you feel from below your diaphragm, if you just simply take a deep breath, you can see to what point you're able to hold breath and then release. So often we take a deep breath in and out and in and out. That's not the case. You take a deep breath in, you sustain, and then release. And we keep forgetting that. That's the only way we can be in the moment and actually be mindful of what we do at that point in time. And that teaching helps you to be mindful with other things in life.
Yashika, you talked about sitting, how many 40 to 50-year-olds plus can sit on the floor cross-legged. Can you start yoga at any age, and can you learn to do things that your body has given up on?
Absolutely. So yoga can be applied at any age, at any time, taking into account those some of the injuries that people may have, because you cannot use all the yoga positions for your body that you may have an injury. So I've just had an injury in my arm. I know that I won't be able to do a handstand with one hand, so I have to be wary. But I can still adopt the chi position, or I could do Padmasana, I can do other positions. The difficulty is you need to find your balance, because at which point are you able to turn your body, at which point are you able to stand up, etc. So if we're just speaking simply from the physical exercise perspective, from a philosophy, it's about how you live your life. And what do you do to help others? How do you contribute to your life? That itself is yoga as well.
Wow, that is so beautiful. Do you think yoga has become commercialized?
Very much so. I think what people are doing, unfortunately, is there's some negative people who are, you know, using it as a cult or beer yoga and, you know, simple, silly things like that. You'll see that on YouTube. That's not what it is. Stretching and doing, gym, etc. Yoga is much deeper than that. It's actually going inward. It's taking the practice of almost, and in fact, it brings about, so there's three aspects, the breath, the posture, and the meditation. So the meditation plays an absolutely important part in the entire principle of yoga. Also, your lifestyle. What is it that you contribute to others? So you can't constantly get angry at others and say, I'm doing yoga. You know, certain, yes, we're not perfect beings, but does it show improvement at a certain point in time? Because then the body will say, hang on, if I didn't do yoga, I actually would have reacted to this issue. Now I'm able to respond to the issue. So there's two different actions that we can take. And that's what yoga does. It actually allows you the opportunity to focus your mind and have one pointed attention.
Would you recommend then definitely having a teacher when starting out on yoga?
Yes. You must work with a teacher or a guru, as we say, because sometimes the guru, in India, you'll have a lot of gurus who teach yoga. They are enlightened masters, and it is passed down through the ages. Others are learning the art, and they've perfected it, they understand it, but you'll see by their lifestyle how they lead their lives. Most often, some people are vegetarian because they consider, you know, not harming animals, etc. You don't have to be a vegetarian to do yoga, but at a point in time in your journey, you'll realize you'll eat less of meat. You will have healthier foods. You'll also look at things that are not harming the planet, because your consciousness will be raised as well.
Okay, so you don't have to be a vegetarian to do yoga. You don't have to be an expert to participate in what is happening to celebrate. What can we do, including newcomers?
Right. So so for the month, the 21st, so the Prime Minister of Narendra Modi of India had a meeting at the UN at that point in time and said everybody needs to be healthy and strong. Because every time you go to all these conferences, you're confronted with food and your body's not digesting. There's no proper metabolism. And you need to actually start eating less but healthy, you know, so that the mind is focused. So if you're sitting in meditation for hours and there's no way you're going to have access to food at the time when you have the opportunity to have something, you are so hungry that small apple that you eat will fill you for the day, because your thought is not about the food, it's about just the sustenance of it. And I often tell people, watch what you eat, that is number one. Watch how you breathe, number two. And number three, take time, 10 minutes a day in the mornings to do stretching. You'll notice even now in winter, when you stretch, your body will release toxin and heat, and you actually won't feel cold. You know, you'll be able to manage the weather, it will manage your body temperature far more effectively as well.
So what can we do to celebrate? What are the events taking place?
So this weekend, the Vishwa Hindu Parishad is organizing a yoga day in Pretoria at the Sri Ayyappa Temple, which is in Erasmus. So all are welcome to join. We have a wonderful expert. Her name is Maya Bhatt, and she is an internationally acclaimed yoga teacher. Please meet her. She's an amazing person. She'll be taking us through what is called the yoga protocol. So what they've done is the yoga masters have created this synopsis of yoga postures from the start till the end to allow the body to have a full 360-degree approach to calming the mind, you know, getting the body stretched. And if you keep practicing that, that's absolutely good for you every day. It gives you much more strength to bear the troubles of the day and helps you to help others as well. So that's this Sunday at 10 o'clock in Pretoria. Tomorrow and Sunday, there's going to be what is called the Swastya Kalyan. Vishwa Hindu Parishad is launching this in KZN, where we have many mental afflictions in the country. Mental health is a huge issue. And we are using Hindu sciences like yoga and healing to help people understand and to train for lay counselors. So they'll be able to go out into the world to help others with a clearly defined method, but working also with experts in the field. So we have psychologists and psychiatrists and yoga experts, people that are working together to actually help the individual move forward. We shouldn't see science in isolation from spirituality. Science and spirituality work together always, because nothing can be done without science. So I think the perception always that spiritual life is separate to science, no, it's a science of spiritual life that we have to adopt. And then there's yoga programs that's taking place in Limpopo as well. And throughout the month, there's going to be the Yoga Day. International Day of Yoga is also going to, there's going to be programs in Johannesburg as well as Limpopo, KZN, Cape Town, Eastern Cape as well. I can send you a whole lot of information on that. But I think this weekend has been pivoted to bring about that healing. We were supposed to have Dr. Aparna Bapat from the United States tomorrow to speak on Ayurveda. Ayurveda means the science of life. And Ayurveda is the space where you'll have every aspect of healing, the types of food one needs to eat, when one needs to eat, and how is very, very important in the way we live. Too often we live very rushed lives. We want to instantly grab something, put it in the microwave, and it's killed off. And then we continue. But we need to take time to prepare things. You know, and to be conscious of how we cook. Sing when you are cooking. Be happy. So the energies that you have will be passed to the food and others will receive it with bliss. So unfortunately, it's not here, but we are moving the program to a little later. And the idea is to look at international and national accreditation for yoga and Ayurveda in South Africa. So we hope to establish an Ayurvedic institution that can be at the same level as other medical sciences, so that it'll help the bigger society to grow and to actually overcome some of these mental afflictions and physical problems that we have today.
Yashika, thank you so much for joining me. I've learned so much about yoga. I will give it a bash. I'm a novice, so you might find me wobbling a little bit. But thank you so much for joining me and telling me about yoga. And if anybody wants those details, they're welcome to contact me, and I will happily share that. That was Yashika Singh, and we were talking about International Yoga Day, which is celebrated on the 21st of June.